Connected.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another hour of the Coaching Hot Seat, where today we have our special guest, Oklahoma State Cowboy coach, Mr. G Unit. How you doing today, Coach?
Good. How about yourself, Ego?
Not bad. No complaints. And first off, Coach, I'd like to congratulate you on last year's success as you led the Cowboys to their first Big 12 title during your tenure. What's the mood down there in Stillwater after such a big year?
It's really good, especially now with coming off the Baylor win on the road, and then the week before we went up to South Bend and beat a quality opponent that we felt, you know, was really good. And of course, they're a top 10 team, and we went up there and it was a real good game, like we expected it, but we took care of business, and now we're moving on.
Yeah, you know, coaches, it's not often that you see a coach move from an air raid offense to an option style system. After 8 years making your mark through the air, what led to the change?
Well, really, more or less, the personnel, Joel Newton, our starter, senior starter on top of that, is a real athletic kid, and he came from a similar system, not so much a flex bone system, but he came from a spread option type system. So, and we were really athletic, and pretty quick at running back. On top of that, we have lost, some key receivers this past year, and, we felt like we were a little light this year at receiver, and we kind of wanted to get away from the hurry up offense. So we felt like this was the best time to make a move if we were going to do it. And, it didn't win us no Big 12 titles, so, you know, we thought it was a good idea to do. So we're pretty happy with it right now.
You put together a number of, at least back-to-back, you know, top 15 recruiting classes. As we both know, recruiting as much as coaching is what leads to success and maintains winning. How much longer with such recruiting success, how much longer before the Cowboys are ready to compete for a national championship?
I think we're ready now. You know, we've had successful recruiting classes, like you said, and actually, you know, started a couple years ago when we pulled in a top 10 class with some premier players out of the state of Texas and Oklahoma. And we feel we're ready now, and I think that's the reason why we're ranked where we are right now and the way we're viewed at. You know, we think we should compete for Big 12 titles from here on out and national championships.
What are your expectations for this season?
Really, it's just to kind of keep doing what we've been doing, and the reason why we're sitting where we're at right now. And not to lose focus, we got some real big games coming up here soon. I know we've already won a few big ones already, but we got OU on the road in week 9, and that's a team that is just stacked from Coach Tuco's good recruiting classes, and they're undefeated at the moment right now. I think they're ranked 4th or 5th, and then you got we got a Texas right back at home the following week, so a team that's ranked in the top 15 as well. So on top of that, we have a Stanford team that's still undefeated with a new coach in week 12. And then we go to Alabama, who I think is the best team in the country, week 14. So we got a lot on our plate, and we sure don't need to start thinking about the Alabama game. We need to handle what's in front of us first, though.
Well, offensively, I doubt there's a single person in the nation that doesn't know about your quarterback, Joel Newton, and your featured halfback, Richard Smith. But who, apart from those two, will you be relying on for the remainder of the season to put up points consistently?
Well, with our new offense, you know, our offensive coordinator came from a system that was a true triple option, full flex bone, but we wanted to integrate it and still keep our ability, not only to when we had to get into more passing situations, but also just to be able to mix things up, we wanted to have a more a balanced system if DBs. But I mean, a real key part of our offense is B-back, which some people would call a fullback, lines up behind the quarterback in a flex bone offense, is Nathan Dunn. He's a big but real athletic guy. Sits at about 240. It's real key to him to be successful in his position. If not, then you're going to be limited in things you can do out of that formation. So his health and you know, the ability to have someone good there is key. On top of that, I'd probably say our tight end is someone that's quite overlooked, probably because he was never really highly touted or anything, but he's been solid and is actually a 4-year starter. He's not a real athletic kid, but he has had a pretty decent career with us, and especially this year he's come up big, and including in the Notre Dame game. So Ray Robinson, our tight end, and probably our secondary is the next thing. And everyone's real familiar with our corner, Jordan McCray, who was a huge signing for us. When you were talking about our couple top recruiting classes, he was one of the best corners in the country, and he's lived up at the billing and is just a pure athlete, returns punts for us, and really is the leader of the secondary. And then we got some really good guys on the back end with a senior in free safety, Jonathan Green, who's a real rangy guy and also has nice size at 6'5", 220 so pounds. And then we got a true freshman straight out of Oklahoma himself, and a local kid who grew up not far from around here, Todd Blackman, who's a real athletic kid, and like I said, started as a true freshman, so he's going to be a fixture in our defense for quite a while.
Yeah, I tell you, Todd really caught my eye last week as I watched one of your practices. Him and Allen Rogers, the outside linebacker, fantastic speed. I can see how those two are going to be good for a number of years to come.
Yeah, Allen is a really athletic kid, and on top of that, he's big and strong. And he's we redshirted him last year because he lacked a little size and put a few pounds on. And I mean, he should be you know, a great player for this university as long as he stays healthy. And so far, he's having a tremendous season. And on top of that, our middle linebackers have been starting since their freshman year. We run a 3-4 base, so both our middle linebackers are on the field a good bit of the games, and both of are really good players and have done a real good job for us as well.
As you mentioned, you do have a huge game to end the season this year, as you'll be taking your team down to Tuscaloosa to face a really, really tough Alabama squad. How you managed to win this one, Coach?
Well, really, I think the way you beat a team like Alabama is force turnovers. And I don't think that's the type of game we could go in there and just go back and forth and throw punches. We really got to go in there and probably got to try to find something on tape, in all honesty. We have played Alabama in my time here. We played them, I think, my first two seasons as coach. And so I know they haven't changed much. Coach Jay Funk is real conservative in his style of play. So we feel that, you know, I'm confident that, you know, we'll go back and look at the tape of previous games with them. And I think everyone knows you got to stop the run. And with them, you're going to get a lot of power and counters, and they're going to try to stuff it down your throat. And then I think if you can do that, you get Funk and his Crimson Tide a little off kilter and maybe not so comfortable. But that's going to be hard to do down at their place. And I think another good idea is to try to keep the ball away from them, which will be a key component with our new offense, which if ran successful, we can try to play that game. But on top of that, we got to block their big front. So that's another problem that stares us in the face.
Well, okay, Coach, we're going to end this segment with one of our favorite games here. It's called Word Association. I'm going to rattle off the name of a head coach you faced. We'll go down the line with a number of them, and you give me the first word that comes to mind. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah.
All right. We got Coach Run at Georgia.
Crybaby.
We got Coach JCA at Florida.
Instigator.
We got Coach Jam at Stanford.
Mom.
We got Coach Mizzy at Missouri.
That's three words, pain in the ass.
And we got Coach Jay Funk at Alabama.
Sly.
And next is former Michigan coach King.
Seasonal.
How about current Michigan coach Guru?
Pup.
Coach Sabo at Oregon.
Yellow.
Coach D at Ohio State.
Oh, that's a good one. Winner.
And lastly, we've got Coach Tuco at Notre Dame.
Solid.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck this season. We'll be following you here closely.
No, thank you.